from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right? Would Montana have looked like Montana in the John Robinson Rams system?
I think so.
What I'm saying is he ran it perfectly.
Right. He ran it perfectly.
He was a really good quarterback.
No doubt.
You know what that means? He probably would have been good in a lot of systems.
Right.
But he ran that one to perfection.
Yep.
You know, and
no
I just the whole discrediting a player because you're calling them a systems player, whether it's Steph Curry, Brock Purdy, whomever. Like, I think
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
Like Christian McCaffrey. Boy, he fits really well in the system of Kyle Shanahan, doesn't he?
Yep.
How about George Kittle?
I mean, he's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
I mean, it really bugs me. And we've done it to Ayuk, too, by the way, to discredit Ayuk.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I think people now are walking that back with Brandon Ayuk.
I mean, Trent Taylor's in the system. What's he look like?
He's all pro. But, like, we now realize that, I think, you know, and that's what kind of bugged me with the Ayuk situation was like, damn, we're really just going to crap on our second team all pro like that and think that he's just replaceable when in this market, we've seen the Niners fail and fail and fail again at trying to draft wide receivers. And you finally make one pop, you develop him, and he becomes an all-pro within your program, within your system, by playing. So, again, I think people don't realize that preseason football is not schemed. Shanahan's not drawing up plays to beat the Saints in week two of the preseason.
Unless you're Sean Payton with
Unless you're Sean Payton. I remember one year, and my old co-host on the After the Delight, he was going crazy over this. The Raiders 1 year opened in Tennessee. And they played the Titans in the preseason game. And the Titans were like running blitzes. They were scheming up their zone reads. It was like, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing? This is not a real game.
Who was the coach?
Who was the coach?
It would have been Fisher. I remember the game. They got absolutely demolished in Tennessee week one.
And this was like probably like in the regular season.
No, I'm saying week one in the regular season. They got destroyed.
They beat them with Jack Del Rio. Remember that? Del Rio, they started in Nashville.
Marshawn.
That was with Marshawn. They beat them in Nashville.
Jarrell Casey.
Because they did open in Tennessee like 8 or 9.
Yeah, they opened up in Tennessee a few times, but it was later on, like, you know, Mari Cooper
company.
So
who won the regular season game?
The Raiders won. But that preseason game may have happened a year or two before. Maybe my memory's evading me here. But they had schemed up at the Coliseum, and they were running all kind of stuff. All kind of stuff. And it was like, what are we doing here? You know, you brought up yesterday the blitzing by Greg Williams in the preseason game.
I'll never
forget. Where they're just blitzing left and right. It's like, what? What are we doing here? So, I don't like the game manager thing. I don't like the whole preseason dialogue where it's just like, oh, man, we're going to throw all this stuff. Guys are not scheming. They're not showing anything on film. You got week one opponents looking, okay, what is our base packages? What are they doing here? Like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you imagine Kyle Shanahan running a jet sweep in the preseason.
He did, actually, with Cowan.
Yeah, I know he did with Kev Cowan.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, with Debo or something that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's kind of like a basic staple of the Shanahan, but maybe like a double reverse or something. Hey, let's get trickery out here. Let's get tricky. He did run the jet sweep with Cowan.
But that was also not Shanahan. That was Kubiak calling plays.
2017, by the way, Bondi, I found the game. September 10th.
That was the game Marshawn ran through Jarrell Casey, right?
Correct, yeah. They look at some of the names. I'm just looking. We got Delanie Walker still the Titans then. We had DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry in the backfield. Look at that.
DeMarco
was so sick on the Cowboys. God, he was so good. Mariota still the quarterback then. Giorgio Tavecchio, a couple kicks there. There you go.
Giorgio Tavecchio. That's our guy from Capilano High School.
Right. Cal.
He was a frequent on the afternoon. I used to love Giorgio.
He's funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, I used to walk up to him in the locker. What's up, Bonte? What's going on, man? That's a tough loss, huh? I missed the Raiders. I'm not going to lie. Covering the Raiders were a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun, man. They were a lot of fun.
It's not going to be a lot of fun this year. They're going to suck.
Which might get me. Are we going to do four down territory? Because I'm ready for the boldest of takes.
When the stakes are high.
It's scary hours for teams out there playing the 49ers this year on Sundays.
And you need a play to be made.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
You are in four down territory. The four biggest takes of the weekend on the Morning Roast.
I like that. So we're doing one take each, all of us. One take each. All right, kick us off,
Jeff. First down.
Number one.
The Oakland Raiders should trade two future second-round picks for Kirk Cousins yesterday.
Wow, that's a bold take.
Atlanta definitely wants to move off him. The Raiders have cap room. They should make the move. You need a quarterback. Bring him in. I actually think Brock Bowers, the mayor, Devontae, you've got an offense.
Kobe Myers, yeah.
You've got an offense. Get a quarterback. Kirk Cousins is sitting there on a platter. And Raheem Morris, I know what he's thinking. He's thinking the same thing the rest of that locker room's thinking. Boy, we really like Michael Penix Jr. I'm telling you, the Raiders should trade two second-round picks for Kirk Cousins.
All right. I'm a third down type of guy. I like the money downs. I like to convert on third down.
Third
Who's got second down here? Who's got second down?
I'll take second down.
Right. Number two.
So my second down take is just watching the Bears this weekend. I can't remember in recent memory a number one pick walking into a situation where the expectations are going to be so sky high. Not that Caleb Williams, Chicago, he's got a great situation. That's, you know, we can all agree on that. But when's the last time you saw a number one overall pick quarterback come into a team where you're looking at that team and thinking, if you guys don't make a real playoff run, that's kind of a disappointment. Yeah. Like, these are some big-time expectations for Caleb over in Chicago.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Third down? I got third downs.
Number three.
Sam,
third
that was
down
mild. That was mild.
Yeah,
this is preseason four-down territory, guys. Right. We're not going to reveal everything.
Here's what the Raiders should trade for a quarterback. Like, what? How spicy are we going here?
A very specific quarterback, and I gave you the trade package.
Don't get defenses over there, lovey love. All right?
The Raiders haven't drafted a quarterback in the first round since Jamarcus Russell.
You put me in a third and long situation here. Wow. Now I got to face third and 12 and convert on third and 12.
No, this is third and 25 for Freddie Mitchell.
Oh, Freddie Mitchell. Okay, I got one
here. You're hoping for a DPI.
I got a bold take here.
Joe Flacco.
I got a bold take. Baldy just said it. Backup defensive line is going to be an issue for the 49ers.
Crack, crack, crack.
We're going to need Bosa and Floyd and Collins and Hargrave to play many, many snaps. Many, many snaps. I got a bold take. Before the deadline, the Niners will sign Yannick Ngakoue. He's already talking to the Bears. They're looking at a reunion. He just recently said that he is ready to rush the quarterback. He is ready to roll. This is a guy who's had double-digit sacks, and he's healing up from a ankle injury that ended his campaign in Chicago. Let's bring Yannick to the Bay. Yannick will be a 49er this season. That is my bold take on third
down. Interesting.
They need pass rushers.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what he would sign for.
You want to play for a Super Bowl? You want to play for big stakes?
He likes to play for money. So as long as you got money there, I'm sure that he'll play for
you. FYI, they all like to play for money.
Yeah, that's true.
Fourth down, Spinotti, bring it home.
All right, it's 4th and 21, which was going to be what the Raiders would be facing.
I converted on third down. That's a first down.
No, you're just short. You're just short.
Oh, so it's 4th and short.
Yeah. 4th and short. All right, cool. We got short check yards. In the backfield. Hey. We're going to do a little gun run, so don't worry. We'll get
stopped. Is it number Rashard four? Or who's in the backfield?
Jalen Rashard. Oh, the pocket rocket?
Pocket rocket. Yeah, him and DeAndre Washington.
DeAndre was a chief for a hot second.
Texas Tech. Yeah, he was a chief.
Spinotti's more of a Lamont Jordan guy.
No, I'm more of a Justin Fargas guy. USC fight on. Let's go.
Tay Train.
Ran into him in Vegas at the USC Gonzaga game.
I like Justin Fargas. Yeah. I'm going to say this. Devontae Adams will not be a Raider by week 9.
Which
is the NFL trade deadline. He will be either a New York Jet. He will be in the NFC. This season has dumpster fire written all over it in Las Vegas.
Number one overall pick?
This whole thing, I have a very bad feeling. I don't think the defense is going to be as good as advertised. Tyree Wilson's a bust. Their first-round pick from last year from Texas Tech. Malcolm Kuntz, we'll see. I think Crosby's going to be... He's had so much wear and tear on him. Christian Wilkins, we'll see. I'm not very optimistic about this season in Las Vegas.
You brought the Jets.
I'm not optimistic.
You brought the Jets. Aaron Rodgers looks really slow in all the videos I've seen. Am I the only one that sees that?
He's old. He's 40.
It's the Achilles, too.
Yeah, I need to see it on the field, though. He may be going half speed. I don't believe it. I'm going to wait until week
one. Because Russ lost a little bit of the athleticism.
Russ looks bad.
Russ
looked bad in that game.
Russ should be the starter.
I went back to that
in 12 minutes, too.
Yeah, I went back to that and watched some of that game yesterday. I did because I just wanted to see Russ. Oh my gosh! It is not going to end well for Russell Wilson. It is not going to end well. All right, we got a bonus one.
Before I pass you this, let's get legal.
All right, let's get legal, Dan Pizzucci. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. 925 Extremely Mobile Text Line says his bold take: Ayuk will be signed today and will be playing in Friday's preseason game. Watch. That's his bold take. I respect the bold take.
I have a bold birthday shout out. Happy birthday, Mikey G. Mikey Guanasso.
Who's that? Who's Mikey G?
It's Guido's young son.
Oh, nice.
I coach him in a lot of sports.
Happy birthday, Mike. I like Guido.
Eighth grader right now. Eighth grade.
Guido and I think alike. I like Guido.
I think you two want to do a whole betting thing against each other the last year, remember?
Nah, he wanted to do it against me, and I'm like, dude, you got Shasky out here betting on who
Rice.
Was
it was Rice.
Rice McCaffrey's
little brother.
Yeah.
They lost that game.
Yeah, they did not cover. I told you, wait, you're betting on Rice out of all the bets?
The Rice bet was cooked.
That's a two.
Steve?
That's a two. By the way, you guys are talking about 4th and inches. I unleashed my freshman running back on Georgia, Florida.
Unleashed.
He's 6'3", 233, falls forward every single time. I'm like, oh my God, I got a secret weapon to bring me home. Anyway, I'm too caught up in NCAA. It's so fun.
I'm happy
so
for fun. You.
Heat. Happy belated birthday to Heat.
Oh.
It was his birthday yesterday. Oh. Outbound, baby.
Yeah.
The boy Heat.
Dave, happy birthday, buddy.
Does he go by Heat at Reardon? Do they call him Heat in the hallways?
No, Mr. Canales probably.
Mr. Canales, they don't call him Heat. Hey, Mr. Heat. Heat. Can I get a hall pass, Heat? Can I go to the restroom, Heat? I'm proud of Heat. He's doing great things. Great, great things. So happy belated birthday to him since we're doing birthday shout outs. You ever just look at Instagram or Facebook to see whose birthday you missed?
Not really.
No.
I save, if you're one of my contacts and I know your birthday, I will put it in your contact profile so that I know, depending on, you know, the hierarchy of who you are in my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of birthdays.
I could not care less.
For example, Bonte's birthday is in my the calendar.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Oh, I know what day it is.
Our boy Adam Knopf. It was his birthday 2 days ago. Happy birthday, Adam.
So we're now a birthday show.
Yeah, we're a birthday show. Adam, happy birthday, Adam. Happy birthday to Megan Doherty Baker. Happy birthday to Heat. Happy birthday to Auntie Molly. Who else? Who else we got here? That's I'm filibustering. Happy birthday to Sharita. Happy birthday to Fleur. She's out there in England.
Kirk Cousins yesterday.
Robert Bronstein from Cal High Sports. Remember him?
Yeah.
It was his birthday. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Who else we got? Who else we got? Who else we got? All right. That's it.
Don't miss that break, doggy.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody out there. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by the Express Employment Professionals. Andrew Filippone. You guys know him by now. Covers the Steelers. We'll check his temperature on the Brandon Ayuk situation and move on from that. That's coming up on The Morning Roast.
Now, back to The Morning Roast. Bonte and Chesky.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
This is Love Men's Playlist.
Can you sing the hook, Bonte?
No, I cannot. This is, playlist is terrible, man.
You don't know this song?
No, I do not know this song.
Fire and a fire represented seven games in the government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry.
You gotta hear the hook, though. Now this is snitching music.
This screams Walnut Creek slash Concord.
100%.
This screams
Lost. So that kind of fits.
This screams Los Lomas slash Camp Orlando slash Miramonte High School.
No, don't lump Los Lomas in with those two trash schools.
Here we go. Those schools are legit.
This is some music going.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, God. Can you name the band?
Hell no.
We'll never get this band.
Hell no.
Spadoni, can you name the band?
I don't want to name the band.
Yeah, I know all the songs because I have to find them. But yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is probably, for me, this isn't even close to R.E.M.'s best song.
Well, can we ask Miguelito if he likes that song?
All right, give it to
Miguelito
me.
Miguelito has a take. Miguelito, it has been a long time since we talked to him. Miguelito, do you approve of that song right there by Sam Lubin?
No, I mean, I'm not a big fan of those guys.
All right, Miguelito, give me something on the Niners, man, because you've got to take Miguelito, and I'm dying to hear it.
I'm losing my religion, Miguelito.
Well, first of all, I just want to say hello, Bonte, and hello, Joe. I'm back. I smell a little tired. I just got a question, and I have a prediction.
Okay.
My question is, what do you think the 49ers could get for Brock Purdy in a trade? And
are you serious?
No, keep him on. No, don't flush him.
What
no,
do
hold
you
on.
Think? No,
Miguelito, hold on, let the caller finish. What else you got? I want to hear the whole damn thing.
And my prediction is, Baldy said that Dobbs has, you know, a beautiful mind, and I'm predicting that he'll learn Shanahan's playbook, and that he will start at some time during this season.
So you believe Dobbs will start and supplant Brock Purdy, and that the Niners should look into trading Brock Purdy right now?
No, well, I was just wondering, what do you think they could get for him?
If we did the thought exercise of how many draft picks could you net, or what draft picks could you net from a Brock Purdy trade potentially, not that we are trading him, just looking around the league in value, I think the Raiders would trade a potential future first and third. I don't know about this year's, but I definitely think you can get a potential first and third.
I see a second round pick for Brock Purdy. Now he thinks his double. Now you can flush him. I wanted him to finish. I wanted to hear it.
You think the Raiders would do that? Not this upcoming year's first, but 2 years down the line.
Yeah, I'd say sounds about right. A first and a third, maybe. Sure.
Boy. I guess your call wasn't that good, Miguelito. I wanted to hear you finish. You need to contact Floyd Water, Public and Trade at floydwater.net. We railroaded him. Damn.
I'd rather just, if I'm a Raider fan, though, just if Dak doesn't get paid, I just pay him without giving up draft capital, though.
Yeah,
if all things are equal.
So Miguelito thinks his bold take is Josh Dobbs will supplant Brock Purdy this season. I bet you Miguelito's not alone.
When does that crack come into play for you?
He's not alone.
I predicted last year Darnold would start at least one game, and I was right.
No, actually, I predicted that.
Sure.
No, Lubin?
No, yeah, that you were the one who was back in like day one of training camp. You're saying Sam Darnold's going to start a game for the Niners this year.
Good for you.
And it was because the Niners were so good they didn't need anyone to play Week 18.
Well, he did not specify the situation that Sam Darnold would start. Sam Darnold would start.
First of all, you try to steal my shine, and then you try to knock my shine when I got it right.
Well, when you throw out all the opinions and lose your office.
No. I throw out the important opinions, the important ones.
Flush it.
The important ones. Andrew Filippone, he does the same thing. We're like-minded in that situation. Very like-minded. And we've gotten to know Filippone very, very well over the last year or two. Of course, on our sister station out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Filippone, what's happening, my man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Did I hear someone say Josh Dobbs is going to play over Brock Purdy this year?
Yeah, we just had a caller say that. He's going to supplant him.
Crazy talk.
I mean,
Josh Dobbs blocked me at least five times on Twitter. He's not my biggest fan. So
why?
Hopefully this doesn't alienate you.
Is he not?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember this, but the Steelers missed the playoffs in 2018 because they lost a game in Oakland where the X-ray machine didn't work and Ben couldn't get back in the game soon enough.
Oh, yes.
And Dobbs had to go in, and Dobbs was terrible. And Dobbs has an antenna, at least he used to, when it comes to criticism. And so very smart guy, but apparently very online. And that caused me to get blocked several times by him. But I think I'm unblocked now. So I do actually wish him well. He is a great dude.
How are you feeling about your prediction of that? Well, not prediction, your information regarding the IU thing. Because I'm not going to lie, people are coming down with lots of nicknames if this doesn't happen. Like, I've already seen it a lot. Everyone's like, this guy's full of it. Like, I know that you put yourself out there, you get a lot of credit for that. You know what I mean? You know the game. Like, I know you know the game. But how are you feeling this morning regarding the IU to the Steelers thing?
I mean, not great. I mean, it's the first time in my entire life doing this where I had two people, one in the front office, one in ownership, tell me that a deal was done and then a deal didn't happen. And I think on the Steelers' end, they thought they had a deal. And for whatever reason, I've got a couple theories on that. It hasn't come to fruition. It hasn't come to pass yet, but it's interesting, you know, I put that out there and said it was a done deal, and, you know, obviously it has not been a done deal because Ayuk is still in San Francisco and the Steelers still have a massive hole at wide receiver. But the way it started to get reported after I said that, I mean, we had ESPN and NFL Network both say that a deal is in place. So it's the first time I've ever seen it, and so many other national reporters have said the same thing. They've never seen a player saga go this route where a team and two teams think they have a trade, but the trade hasn't happened yet, even though the deal is in place in terms of trade compensation, and seemingly the contract parameters of a deal for Ayuk between him and the Steelers have been in place for a long time.
Damn. What a saga. What a saga. Andrew Filippone, of course, 93.7. The Fan at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania here. So it looks like Pittsburgh needs a wide receiver. Hey, what is your thoughts on Brandon Ayuk, the personnel? Because it feels like from the reports we heard, he's blocked trades from happening. He didn't want to go to New England, and I can't blame him for that. Cleveland, were they really going to give away Amari Cooper, a second-round pick, a fifth-round pick, a third-round pick? Who the hell knows what the package was? But how are Steeler fans feeling about Brandon Ayuk, the player and the personnel, after this entire saga has played out through the middle of August?
Yeah, they're annoyed with him. I mean, it's interesting. A guy spurns New England who beat the Steelers in every big game for 20 years, and he spurns Cleveland, your little brother and rival in the division. He does both of those things, and yet he's almost persona non grata here because of the way this thing is dragged on. You know, all you hear is that he wants to play for Tomlin, and that the Steelers are going to financially make it worth his while, but yet a deal isn't done. And so how much of this is gamesmanship by the 49ers to try to milk as much out of the Steelers as they possibly can, or try to eventually get Ayuk to accept their offer? Or, on the other hand, how much of it is the politics of football and the business of football by Ayuk to try to just get the 49ers to give him a bigger contract with more money? You know, I think Steelers fans are starting to begin to actually scratch that. They felt this way now for longer than just a day or two. I think they now believe that they're getting used by the Ayuk camp. I don't agree with that necessarily. I don't think that that's fair yet, but I can tell you that a lot of fans feel that way. And I think a lot of players, either former players or current players, are starting to feel that way too. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. He is badly needed here. When the trade happens, people here will definitely reach out to him with open arms because our wide receiver situation is so bad, so awful. But he is frustrating the heck out of Steelers fans right now because of how long this is taking.
Is that a kid screaming in the background?
I am actually off today, so I am on dad duty. We're going to an amusement park, but it's not open until 4 o'clock Eastern time, which I don't really get.
Yeah,
why even open?
Yeah.
Right? 4 o'clock?
It's thrown straight.
Hey, we can relate to that. You know how many times I've tried to play video games, take a national call, and give off hot takes while my kid's screaming and yelling in the background for his bottle?
Nap, suppose. nap, supposed to be 2 hours. Today, 35 minutes.
Well, that's 35 minutes more than my daughter. So my daughter, Andrew, would never take naps with me. She'd take naps with mom, grandpa, grandma, great-grandma. Dad, no, it's playtime. Yeah. It's playtime. So I'm trying to play NCAA.
She's just sick of hearing me talk about the IUK stuff.
Yeah, probably. So who's going to start out there?
No, forget it. What's the number that Pittsburgh wanted to give him? That's what I want. What it was, because like we found out $33.5 million. I don't even know if I'd believe that, AAV. What's the number Pittsburgh is willing to give him that you've heard?
I've heard 4 years between $28 and $29 million. Now, a year. Now, there's some discussion about that has come out. Albert Breer said that the number's below $28 million, and that's why Aiyuk went back to the 49ers. He's literally the only person who I've heard say that, whether it's from my own reporting or from other reporters. Now, I'm not going to say Albert Breer doesn't know what he's doing, because the guy is a very good reporter and has great sources, but he is honestly the only person who I've said the number's lower than 28. And that peeved off Aiyuk. If Aiyuk didn't think he was going to get a good number from the Steelers, I'm not sure why he would turn down New England and Cleveland so fast and bury those two teams and say, no, I'm not going there. So I have some skepticism about that. The only thing about the 28 to 29 million that I've heard people talk about is there some reluctance on the Steelers' part to give Aiyuk a salary that's more than TJ Watt. Watt is $28 million and change. So is the owner of the team saying, we want Aiyuk, but we think it's a bad look, it's bad optics if he's the highest paid player on the team. And even if it's $100,000 less than Watt, whatever it is, we've got to get him below that number annually. I hope it's not that. I heard $28.5 million is the number that I heard 2 weeks ago. But that's what they were offering him, 4 years, $28.5 million per year. And that's way less than New England, but I guess that goes back to what Aiyuk has told people all along, that he'd rather play for Tomlin than play for anybody else.
Well, Andrew Filippone here on the River Islands guest line on the morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bro, it's Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill. All right, so Maybe he watched Russell Wilson throw a football and say, yeah, I don't really want to go there. How are Steeler fans feeling about this quarterback situation? Is it team Fields or is it team Russell Wilson?
Well, 59% of our listeners said Fields after Saturday night's game, and I think that's just a massive overreaction to preseason football. We lived that nightmare last year before we played you guys in week one, thinking Kenny Pickett was some combination thereof of Joe Montana and Joe Burrow, because he was 5 for 5, five drives, five touchdowns in the preseason.
Wait, are you saying people, are you saying people overreact to we just had a caller say that, like you just mentioned, Josh Dobbs will supplant Brock Purdy at quarterback. Preseason?
I'm blaming myself on this. I mean, it wouldn't even be an exhaustive internet search. I mean, I was saying that Pickett to Pickens was the new Montana to Rice.
Oh my God.
True. Oh. It's out there. It's everywhere. They even made t-shirts that said it. I didn't get any money from that, actually. In retrospect, that was probably a good thing to not have my name tied to it that closely. But yeah.
Why don't you start with Tommy Maddox before you work your way up to Montana?
Yeah, we thought it was. We thought that the preseason was a harbinger of amazing things to come, and it was not. So, I think people love the athleticism of Fields. I think they're scared that when Sean Payton quit on a guy and basically gave him away and still paid him over $30 million, that it's a sign that he's washed up. But I would start Wilson, but I would have him on a very, very short leash, and I would absolutely have a package of running plays ready for Justin Fields week one against Atlanta.
From your vantage point, who has handled this entire thing worse in the public eye, the Niners or Ayuk?
You know, I would say that's a great question. I would say probably San Francisco from this perspective. I think they leaked the stuff out there about New England and Cleveland and made it seem like he was weighing those offers and considering those teams when we know all along he was not. So I think they did that, and then I think that put New England and Cleveland in an awkward situation, especially Cleveland with Amari Cooper. So I would say San Francisco by a nose, but I think now people are rightly calling out Ayuk for trying to be a free agent or acting like a free agent when he still got another year on his contract.
So how does this end? How does this end? Is Ayuk play for the 49ers this year? Does he sit out week one? What's your gut telling you when it comes to Brandon Ayuk? All this posturing, all offseason.
I think September 7th he gets traded to the Steelers. I think the day before the season starts, he ends up on the Steelers for a second and third round pick.
You serious?
That is my prediction.
Wow.
Yes.
You're sticking by it, huh?
Andrew, I'm going to be real with you.
Turn your mic on, Shasky. Turn your mic on.
I've done that so many times today. I'm going to be real with you. You need a hug, my man, because I can tell you're having a long, tough day. And the fact that you had the guts to come on here and stand by it, a lot of people would have said, I'm not going to answer those guys' this call in San Francisco. I'm just going to back away from it.
You're standing on it,
credit,
though.
Bro.
Hey, listen, you're 10 toes down. September 7th, he believes Ayuk's going to get traded. That would be devastating from the Niners standpoint.
My God.
2 days before Monday Night Football, that would tick me the hell off. Your thoughts, Andrew, on the Steelers using Tomlin as a drawing card to bring in Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh?
I think he's got to be, he's making almost $20 million a year. I believe the only head coach who makes more money than him right now is Andy Reid. He got paid the Sean Payton annual salary, not as many years, but the same amount of money per season. And yet he has not won a playoff game since 2016. It's the longest drought without a playoff win for the Steelers since Chuck Knoll took over as coach. I mean, it's an eternity for this franchise to go this long without a playoff victory. So, what are you bringing right now? You're bringing stability. You're bringing a high floor where this team never has a losing season, but there's no postseason glory anymore. Largely, you're mediocre for most of the season, and you're able to rally late to get to 9 wins. He's a really good defensive coach, but he was behind the draft pick of Kenny Pickett. He was behind Mitch Trubisky signing here. He allowed for Roethlisberger to play into a 17th and 18th season. He was totally behind that. So Mike Tomlin here, how is he worth the money? What does he bring to the table? Well, if he's getting guys like Patrick Queen, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Brandon Ayuk to come here and take less, well, then that does make him, in my opinion, more valuable as a head coach. So it's almost like in college where you think the guy's a great recruiter, but maybe can't get it done on game day. I know James Franklin at Penn State gets a lot of criticism for that here. Maybe there's some of that with Tomlin, but if he helps them land Ayuk, I think even some of his harshest critics will have to give him credit for it, including me.
All right, Andrew Filippone, have fun at that amusement park. How old is your kid?
Yeah, well, I got another, she's 11 months. I got another, or 13 months. I've got another 3.5 hours here to burn.
13 months. Oh, boy, that's going to be a long 3.5 hours. Well, enjoy your day off. Enjoy the amusement park.
See you guys.
It's always fun. Good talking to you. No
see
problem.
You,
Andrew Filippone here on the Morning Roast, on the courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, 93.7 to Fed at Pittsburgh. And he's standing two toes down. He believes Ayuk will be traded 2 days before the regular season. September. Could you imagine if the 49ers did that? Oh, my God.
He sounded so sad at the beginning.
Yeah, he's not. You know, he's having a long one. He's having a long day.
So a couple of my favorite nicknames, and he's a good sport, but Filippone the Fibber, Andrew Filippone.
That's the one.
Andrew Filippone.
That's Spadoni's special right there. Spadoni's really good with these nicknames. I'm actually really impressed.
It's because mine got made fun of a lot growing up, so yeah. I got Joey Spaghetti all the time, so you know I had to riff off of other people's last names. It's all right. Spaghetti's not even that creative. Spadoni doesn't even sound like that.
He sounded down and out, dude. He probably was because he watched that offense, you know? Arthur Smith.
He says, we better have a run package ready for Justin Fields against Atlanta. By the way, Atlanta's Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons.
Did you hear what Judon said?
What did he say?
I'm going to play on the number.
Wow.
He would like an extension, but
right.
He's doing the opposite of what Hassan Reddick was going on with him. He did the legit opposite. He gets traded and he's going to play on that year. He's like, they don't know me. Like, I need to prove myself thing. And Hassan Reddick's like, I've already proved myself. I need to get paid. So I'm sitting down.
Well, Judon was like, get me out of New England.
Yeah, that's basically what that was.
Yeah, that's what it was to me. Andrew flip flop a pony.
Leave my guy alone.
He didn't flip flop though. He's standing on it.
He's standing on it. That's why I'm not going to rip on him. He stood on it.
Is he one toe deep or 10?
Oh, he's 10 toes down. He said September the 7th. He still believes he'll be traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That would be devastating.
You might as well go down.
You go
triple down if you need to. I mean, he said Pickett to Pickens is the next Montana to Rice.
That's like swinging a deal for Mark Canna at the deadline and saying we're all in.
Oh, man. Oh, no. The Canna is a good vibe guy. The vibes are going to be up in the clubhouse.
Well, I need the Niners to trade Trent Taylor to the Steelers and just see the reaction from America.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Trent Taylor. He's off this roster, right?
I mean, come on. I watched a couple of all-22s of him just getting knocked off his route.
He's still not physical.
I don't get what he does.
Yeah, Shedhead loves him, man. Shedhead loves him. Damn, man. 10 toes down. I would be really ticked off if the Niners moved off of Ayuk a couple days before the New York check-in.
When did the Bosa deal happen? Friday before?
No, it was like Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday?
He came in on the private jet that night. He was here, officially signed, I think, that Thursday. And it flew back out. Might as well have met the team at Pittsburgh, for crying out loud.
That's a lot of flying.
A lot of flag. But, I mean, you know.
We won't trade you, Ayuk. We'll give you the platter of Ronnie Bell, Danny Gray, Trent Taylor, and we'll even give you Cam Latu.
I'm out.
Wow.
What do you think of that, Pittsburgh?
Dude, you know, I'm a little. The ESPN thing, we're talking about RG3 and how he got axed due to financials. Sam Ponder was good on that show.
And that's the only thing she did.
Yeah, but like. Greeny's going to take over now?
Well, look, okay. She was making over $1 million just doing you know, 25 a week a year show.
I know.
Like the way that they're doing the math is like.
No, I know. I know.
You know.
I know.
And I'm not here to like cape up for them. I did think she was good at that show, but you got to do more.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I mean, everybody that they have does multiple things now. Well, that's the big thing.
Mike Greenberg. Is hosting
Mike
Sunday
Greenberg,
NFL Countdown.
You want to earn that millies?
Good Lord.
I got enough of Greenberg
though? I'm not mad at him, man. I'm not mad at him. He's made a lot of money being a Jets fan. and is celebrating 40 seasons this year.
You think Greeny regrets moving off of morning radio?
Hell no. Hell no. He gets to sleep in. He's chilling now. He's on Countdown. He's got to get up.
That's a lot of work.
He's got to get up. I mean, he's making a lot of money. A lot of money.
How's his quality of life, though?
It doesn't seem too bad. He's smiling left and right.
He looked way happier on Mike and Mike.
Yeah. Quality of life. I mean, you're going to bed at 8 o'clock as opposed to 11 o'clock.
Well, he's still waking up early, you know, for whatever.
Get up. But you got to remember, what time does it come on out here? Get up.
I don't know.
Like 6?
So no, it's 9 o'clock.
Not even. No, it's like 9 here, right?
I don't know. So, I don't know. What time does it get up? I don't know. What time does it get up?
Well, get up's before first 6. Like 6 here, I guess. Yeah.
So
9 o'clock. Yeah, I guess you're right. He wakes up later. Yeah.
Hell yeah, he does. Yeah. He gets up later.
We'll reach out to him week one. Huge Jets fan, so we can get him on.
You think we'll get him on?
Why not?
Probably not.
You guys don't want to talk to him? Joe's looking at me like, no.
I wouldn't mind talking to him. Wouldn't mind that.
That's tough.
Greatest New York Jet of all time. Close your eyes. Who is it?
Joe Namath?
No. Gastineau.
Mark Gastineau. How did I know you were going to go there? I'll take Altoon.
Altoon, pride of Wisconsin.
Although Boomer had some years.
Greatest Jet. Darrell Revis is on a short list.
Yeah.
Joe Klecklo actually just made the Hall of Fame a couple years ago. Longtime defensive lineman.
I don't consider Curtis Martin a Jet. I consider him a Patriot, but I could see where you would think that. Thomas Jones had some years with the Jets.
Yeah, he sure did. Alan Faneca.
Alan Faneca is a great answer. That's a great, great answer. I do think Joe Namath, like, even though the numbers tell you.
He is Mr. Jet.
He's
no
Mr.
Doubt.
Jet.
He's Mr. Jet. He's Mr.
Thanks,
Jet.
Joe.
He's Mr. Jet. He is Mr. Jet.
Wayne Corbett, Lavernius Coles.
I did love Lavernius Coles.
Oh, Chad Pennington. I love that
Plaxico.
Team.
Dan said Ted Moss for a second.
I love that.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson. It was really good.
DeBrickashaw was good. That was an era.
I loved it.
Was he a Virginia guy?
Yeah, Virginia. Virginia Cavalier.
That name is all time.
It's such a great name.
It's like, I always think about names because
that inspired that sketch. Yeah.
All three of us have as children. Sam, you might have one day, but it's just so funny to look at a baby coming out. And he's like, you know what? He looks like a DeBrickashaw.
DeBrickashaw.
Did you hear what happened with Deion Lenore?
What?
He just had a baby, and it was considered the largest baby ever birthed at whatever hospital here locally that the baby was birthed at over 10 pounds.
Ooh,
at birth.
Chunky. My brother was a 10-pounder, Ray. He's like super skinny.
Gotta love those chunky babies. Chuck-a-mucks is what we call them. Chuck-a-muck. Hey, a little chuck-a-muck.
So when you think of Jets, I might actually think of Fireman Ed before I think of any of the players.
It's Fireman Ed. We should get him on. He's probably going to be out here Monday night, right?
I'm out.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Boy, the 49ers. 49ers cannot lose that game. I'm fired up for the Jets. They got a good team. They're going to come in here and try to punk the Niners. They really are. That's why we got to get this thing cranked up, man. I'm over the Super Bowl hangover, man. I'm trying to win games. Monday Night Football, the fireworks going off, ESPN, Randy Moss in the building. Come on now.
I'm using all my Jets drops right now.
That was Bart Scott with the greatest interview.
All time.
Sal Palantonio.
All time. Speaking of which, we got a Sal Palantonio hit the other day, and that's when I knew football was back.
Wow.
He wasn't with the Eagles, though. I'm Sal Palantonio,
ESPN. I just love how he said Bart Scott after he did his thing. See you in Pittsburgh. Can't wait. The way he said you in Pittsburgh was so gangster.
Like if I say to you, like, you know, Ed Werder, you instantly think of him in front of the Cowboys.
Yeah,
you know,
logo.
Facilities.
Always. Sal Palantonio.
Was it Happy Ranch? Happy Valley?
Valley Ranch.
Big Happy Ranch.
Valley
or something
Ranch.
Else.
Yeah. I don't know where your mind is. Valley. Valley Ranch. Jimmy. Valley Ranch. Valley Ranch.
Who's
Valley
in that?
Ranch.
So Sal Pal. Valley Ranch. And Sal Pal. Who else do we associate?
Well, Sal Pal was. Sal Pal was. Wasn't he on the old school show NFL Matchup?
He was on Matchup with Merrill Hodge.
And Merrill
Mike
Hodge.
Reese. Mike Reese, always Patriots.
Mike Reese, always Patriots. The Patriots.
Jeff Darlington now with the Dolphins, yep. South Beach, Miami. Kimberly Martin was Jets. She's been kind of all around.
Yeah, she's been, yeah. Yeah,
but I'm thinking old school guys. Who's the other old school guy that...
Like, I'm imagining Linda Cohn saying, thanks, Sal. Like, thanks, right Sal. After yeah. the Sal Palantonio hit.
Sal Palantonio had the greatest hits.
Oh, he did.
The greatest hits. He set it up. He set the scene so well.
Terrell Owens was doing sit-ups in his own driveway. That was, like, an all-time moment.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN.
It's the smile. Right?
At Ward or two, though. Always in Valley Ranch with the Cowboys. And you got the logo with the Cowboys exactly. and the two helmets.
Exactly.
The fact that we know these practice facilities are just unbelievable.
And then, like, in my mind, I'm also going, it's the Raiders. With Chris Berman and Keith Jackson.
NFL matchup was woo! Great. NFL woo! Matchup was woo! Great. Tom Jackson. What's Tom Jackson doing these days?
I don't know.
I miss Tom Jackson.
I love him.
Where's he from, Tom? Louisville. What does Chris Carter do? Catch touchdowns.
What's your favorite Chris Berman nickname for someone?
Because I know just about to say that, Joe, because I keep going back to that the Raiders have Gardner Minshew as their. He had one. It was during the rookie season, too. He said, Gardner Minshew. And I was like, oh, that's an all timer. It's an all timer.
It's so good. Oh, I love when he used to do AJ Touchy Feely.
Yeah,
he was
touchy,
so
feely.
Good with that one.
I just love it. Prime time. Prime time. And they start warming up. They start off slow. Best. Prime time.
It's Adam prime time. Hooked on a Thielen.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
That's good. That is woo! Good.
Oh, so good.
And then I just love that he had to, Tom Braxton would have his little subtle breakdowns. Prime time players. But then Tom Jackson, all right, boom, when you look at this play here, boom.
Give me the music. There's the specific music that gives me chills. When the Niners would win in the 90s, and I would be watching ESPN.
No, it's not this one. It's not that one.
This has like four different beds on it.
Yeah,
too.
But this is one of them. Oh, I got goosebumps. Nah, literal goosebumps.
This one, but I like the other one where it starts off. Dun, 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 dun. You don't want to talk about it. It starts off
play
slow.
This one. Dun, 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 dun.
This one's good.
This one's
but I'm
so
thinking
good.
Of another one.
Come on.
This is not my favorite one.
Oh, I loved this one. When the Niners would win, I'd soak up all the highlights from the whole week. They lose turning to me.
Look at Xfinity Mobile text line. 707. Steve, I got you, babe, Bono.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
I got you, babe, Bono. That is phenomenal.
You know what that's a reference to, right? Sonny and Cher, I got you.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, no, Bonte's not.
No, I know. I knew it was a song.
You know what Sonny and Cher were?
Yeah. There was a group, a duet.
It's technically just Cher, but yeah.
Cher, yeah, whatever. Bill's Don, B.
Running waters.
Yeah, he loved that one. What's the other one? Where's the primetime beach? You got the other one. It starts off slow.
This is 35 minutes.
Oh, it cycles through all.
It cycles through all.
We got it. All right. Kiss and beat up.
Segments that are like 30 minutes long.
All right, so tone it down just a little bit, but keep the music rolling, and we're going to take this call. Since we are in the zone.
Let's go.
We might as well go to Oakland, California and talk to our girl, Tony. Tony!
No,
what's
good morning,
happening?
Bonte. Good like morning. Tony. I'm so happy when I hear you on the airwaves.
I'm so happy when you come on.
Thank you. So this is what I think about Ayuk, right? He doesn't really want to play for Shanahan. The dude's got feel. And, you know, having played a sport, right? There's nothing worse than having a coach that doesn't feel it, right? The guy is thin. And so that's the reason why there's problems there. But along these lines, I was just across from Cal at the Free House. And I think in walks this guy, and I know it's Michael Lewis, but I've only seen Michael Lewis for a second. So, Chris, my boyfriend went to speak to the physicist, so I beeline over to Lewis, and I say, aren't you Michael Lewis in the Moneyball? And he goes, and who are you? And I go, Tony Reed. And I said, do you really think that an athlete should be judged with a spreadsheet? And he said, I do. I said, So I said to him, you know, your conclusions are all wrong. And I just walked away, right?
Yeah.
But the thing about, I took his measure in that moment, and it's just like Shanahan. Neither of them have, you know, they don't have that spread out feel. They feel narrow, right?
Yeah.
And that's the reason why he would think a spreadsheet is needed to weigh in on an athlete when you can't feel the dude out, right?
You're so right, Tony. You're so right. We got to run. We
got
to run, Tony.
I got some of the best nicknames. I'm looking at a page. It's called Ranker. The best of Chris Berman's nicknames.
Oh, that's pretty good.
B-Home Blylevin. Eric sleeping with Bienemy.
That's all time.
Oh my God.
Let's finish
Daylight coming. You got to go, Del Home.
No, I love that
one. Let's do Fast Five and we'll get to
Andre's
more.
Andre's Bad Moon Rising.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Joseph, live and let it die.
I love how Shaq was trying to get Tony flush. It's like, you ain't flushing my girl. You ain't flushing my girl.
Octavio, but then she starts trashing spreadsheets, and now we get her all of a sudden.
Todd, Highway to Helton. Octavio, Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
What about Curtis, My Favorite Martin?
Oh, I love that. Lance, You Sunk My Blanket Ship.
Oh, my God. What?
Eddie, Eat, what? Drink, wait, and Be wait. Murray.
Let's proofread these before
Sammy
we actually
Sandy
read them.
Sosa. Chuck, New Kids on the Knobloch.
Oh, man.
John, I Am Not a Crook. Cruck.
Tony's one of them.
Adam is too much for me.
Mike, Nova Scotia.
I miss the old prime time,
too.
Man. I've never watched the one with him and Booker. I can't do it.
Jeff, See-Through Blouser.
I can't watch primetime without Tom Jackson.
He's the best.
I remember they went to Trey Wingo for a second. God bless Trey Wingo, but it just wasn't safe. They brought back Berman, but they don't play it no more. They put it on ESPN Plus. Primetime was a staple. When I first got cable television, that was the first thing I was waiting for. I can't wait for primetime.
It was the best.
Can't wait for primetime.
It was the only show I could watch back to back twice.
Oh yeah, I watch it all the time.
Yeah, they'd play live, and then it would be immediately on after, and I'd watch it twice.
They looped it. It was so good. So
from
good.
989 on the Xfinity mobile text. I don't even know where that is. Amari is not the Tuma.
Hey. I contend one of the greatest episodes of prime time was when the Steelers came back against the Browns Wild Card Weekend, and in the afternoon the Niners came back against Green Bay Packers, and it was the catch too. It was unbelievable, the highlight package. I might watch it when I leave. I swear to God, watch it.
T.O.'s looking for someone to hug.
Type in primetime Packers-Niners wildcard game.
I got goosebumps.
It may be the greatest primetime ever.
Kurt?
Tom Jackson and Kermit were in their bag. They ran the highlight, too. The highlights went on like 8 minutes because there was only two games. I watched an entire episode one day on the way home from work. And I was like, wow.
Jerry fumbled.
Oh, of course Jerry fumbled.
Kurt, what is that man wearing?
I dare you to bring it up to Jerry Rice when we interview him.
Yeah, I'm good off that.
You sure?
What? Considering what happened in Tahoe, I'm cool.
You brought up the Draymond stuff to Steve Kerr, and he was not wearing.
Just asked him what he thought of his tweets.
No, yeah, he was not having it.
Am I in trouble?
He gave me the David answer. Let's just say you've been put on a list.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just
probably
kidding.
Was already on that list.
No, you're not. Trust me. That's it for us. That's Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. I hope we're on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. We'll qualify two more people tomorrow for breakfast with the roast.
Prime time.
And we get closer and closer to the preseason finale against the Raiders. We'll have some fun. Yeah, White Sox and Giants today. Yay!
Amani Toomer.
Dallas out.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to say it. I think he went to City, too.
Nah, he went straight to Michigan.
Straight to Michigan? I thought he was at City for a minute.
I think he went straight to Michigan.
Oh, well, then I'll stay.
Maybe he went to City. Nah, I don't think he went to City.
I could have sworn he did.
All right, that's it for us.
Then I'm wrong.
All the time.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.